Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today is the founder of Sacrilegious, Scott Williams. Scott, thanks for hanging out with me today.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Lindsay.
Sure. So listeners, I'm quite certain that you have seen these socks around the internet and hopefully on people's feet in real life, too. And if you haven't yet, pause right now, click to the show notes, go check it out, and then come back. They're super fun. They're socks that have saints on them and phrases. Quotes on the soles of your feet, except for St. Joseph, which I love. I like kind of cracked up when I realized that my husband's St. Joseph socks were just had quotation marks on the bottom. So Scott, can you tell us a little about how you went from youth ministry to sock business?
Yeah, so and it kind of relates to my quote a little bit too, how it all worked out is I've always been, kind of can get nitty gritty into the details, and the quote that I have, if it's okay to kind of go into it
now. Yeah, please do.
So my quote's from Coach John Wooden, who is a famous basketball coach for, he had multiple championships in college basketball. But in an interview, he was asked who the greatest influence in his life was. And he said that his coach, Coach Lambert, said, how do you measure success? And he said, ask me again in 20 years and we'll see how successful these boys are. Then I'll be able to tell you if I've been able to succeed as a coach. And it's helped me to kind of realize that the work that we do today has a greater impact for the future. And but that also, like in my mind, helps me to also remember we have to also be thinking about the future as well. So I worked full time in ministry for almost a decade, almost my entire professional career. I worked in parish ministry for about 3.5 years. Moved on to diocesan work in our local diocese in youth ministry, and throughout that time, I'd always been a single person working in the church. But I knew through a lot of prayer and discernment that God was, calling me to married life. And eventually, I met my to-be bride, my now bride, and we were starting to look at what it was going to be like to raise a family, to serve God and His church. And unfortunately, in the world today, a lot of our lay ecclesial ministers don't often get paid as much as some of the other trades in the market. Most people that work in it full time and are supporting a family typically will have some sort of side gig, and I've always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial mind. Mm-hmm. So I've had little goofy ideas like this before, and I thought to myself, well, how fun would it be to have socks with saints on them? And
why has no one come up with this before? Because it's pure genius.
Exactly. That's what we kind of thought. We did all of our research. Nobody else was doing it. So we decided to give it a shot. I'd always been kind of a sock guy myself. I mean, I wear a shirt and tie to work most days. So socks were kind of my jam. And we decided, right, instead of celebrating National Donut Day, why don't we celebrate the lives of the saints? And it became a hit. And that side gig started to kind of outpace my full-time job. So about a year ago, we transitioned to doing it full-time. So
awesome. That's beautiful. Yeah, I hear you on it. The things that God is calling us to do sometimes are not the practicalities of living a life around it can be kind of challenging. But I love that he used that and showed you an opportunity for something else that he was calling you to do.
I think
you could look at that and say, oh, I can't do all the things I think I want to do or I think I'm called to do. Like, God, why am I stuck here? But you saw it as an opportunity and you saw a window there instead. And you've reached so many people through it. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's been incredible. So we never saw it really as much of an outreach as the potential of it being, because it started out sort of as a joke, but now we get to reach thousands of people through internet ads, and you know, we get to introduce the lives of the saints to people through that, even though it's a goofy product. So
yeah, but God is in all these things. He's in socks, and he's in everything else too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you were telling me before we started that you've kind of always felt drawn to work with young people too. So this was kind of a product of you working coaching too.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was getting ready to transition out of parish ministry and into diocesan ministry, I knew that one of the elements I would miss the greatest would be working with young people one-on-one. And I had never known that working with young people was going to be a passion of mine, but I was presented with an opportunity and jumped on it and loved the journey of walking with young people, especially in where they are in their lives and where they are in their faith journey, and just being able to be with them and accompany them on that. And when I was going into diocesan ministry, I knew that was going to shift and look significantly different. So I grew up playing hockey was my favorite sport, and living in Indiana, it's not exactly known as a hockey country, but it's what I love doing, and it's where some of the most influential people in my life, the coaches that I had, presented themselves to me and shaped and formed me to who I am today. So I wanted to be able to have a piece of that in other young people's lives as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you like pass it on, pay it forward. So what would you say, having worked with youth for a long time, what would you say to someone who doesn't work with youth, who maybe their job or the, you know, like an adult whose job, their vocation is to mainly work with other adults? Like, how do you think you can still apply this quote to like your daily life outside of working with young people?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like being focused in the moment leads to something so much greater. Like, for example, when I, you know, was putting together things for a big conference, I knew that putting together the budget and the timeline and the scripts and everything were a lot of various small details that weren't all that exciting. But eventually I knew that at one point it's going to make this impact. And, you know, we get to see that event, but ultimately down the line, we don't know how the interactions that we have with people we don't know how that's going to impact them until a long time from now. So to be able to be in the moment with the people that you are is incredibly important.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I saw this quote, I was thinking from the perspective of a parent, you know, like we do the best we can right now and we don't know how it's going to turn out. Like there's other people have free will and they have other choices and we don't know what God's going to put in their path. But we have to, on the one hand, yes, give it everything we have now, but also there's an element of trusting God that's inherent in doing that, that we
100%, yeah.
Right, that we say we're going to do the best we can, and trust the rest of it to you. Yeah. And it's kind of reminded me of a quote, I think it's attributed to Oscar Romero. We are workers, not master builders. You know, like we're planting mm-hmm. seeds and I can't remember the whole thing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a long one.
It's a long one. Doesn't really fit on a sock. My feet are too small for that one. Yeah, but that same idea that like you give it what you've got now and don't be despondent or don't despair about what could, like what bad things could happen next, but trust that God is going to use whatever he's put in front of you for his glory.
Yeah, absolutely. And also like realizing that like we all have gifts to give to whatever that situation is. Like God is calling us and we're here for that, for a very specific reason. And I think of a lot of times, like a lot of people don't think that they can work in youth ministry because they're not qualified or they don't relate to young people. And it's just like simply not true. Like young people are always going to find, something interest, like they're going to be able to connect with someone, you know, there's introverts, there's extroverts, there's, you know, the whole scale of possibilities, but the ability to just be in the moment and to love the person that's in front of you. I think Mother Teresa said that something along the lines of my goal is I'm gonna blow it. I don't know the quote off the top of my head.
Whatever person when they leave me, they should be like happier than they were before, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw that in someone's email signature once and it was very touching.
Yeah. And I think I mean, this is relevant for the young people in our lives, but like also for the adults and even the people who are older than we are, that like we don't know where God is going to take our friendships or our parents or like our aunts and uncles. And like we're all still being formed. I think as I come more and more into adulthood, I'm more and more aware of that. Like as we're trying to form our children, maybe that's part of it too. And as we're trying to very consciously form them and be aware of who God's made them to be and how we can honor that and like encourage the good things and help find help for the parts that are a little more challenging. But like, we're still being formed too. Like we're not done yet. Just because you've reached absolutely. A certain age, you know, like you kind of, I don't know if you do this, but like, I kind of forget how old I am sometimes. Like I'm past the point of milestone birthdays, kind of like.
Yeah, nothing. I had to ask my wife.
I can't do any new fun thing when I turn a new age and like until I get my AARP card, which is a while yet. Like there's, it's not like, oh, cool, I'm 32. I can, nothing. Like there's nothing more that happens there, you know? So I think we can kind of think, okay, I've established who I am as an adult and that's it. But God is not done with us yet.
Absolutely not.
And a talk our priest gave a little while ago at our parish, he was talking about the lives of the saints. It was the feast of Elizabeth Ann Seton. And he was telling, you know, she did all of these amazing things in her life. She died when she was 46. The number of saints, he was just remarking on how the number of saints who have died relatively young is like huge, but they have done so much. So like, there's no thinking that because you've reached 18 or 21 or 25, you're done. Or also that like your life keeps going and there's nothing else that's going to happen. You know, God's still working on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, God just wants us to take that next step, even if it's not in the right direction. I think one of the biggest issues that we have in our society right now is that mediocrity and, you know, being afraid to do what we think is right in a particular moment. But maybe sometimes it's more important just to take that step.
Yeah, and I think with the social media, we look around and you see the achievements that people have made, and you don't see all the little steps along. I think some people are being better about that, about showing the little steps along the way and the setbacks. But when you see everything that you see some big accomplishment that someone else has done, and you forget that it took one step at a time, and you don't know what other things got in the way, and we forget that that is what God called that person to, and it's not what He's called us to.
Exactly.
And
Yeah,
if we're
that can be a
focused on the
slippery
thing we're
slope for
called
sure.
to. Sorry, yeah.
I said that can be a slippery slope as well.
Yeah.
Just that element of seeing everyone's success and just maybe not experiencing that yourself.
Yeah, and I think that can really interfere with that can just point us away from the things that we're trying that we're supposed to be doing. I think it really interfere with us being the people we are made to be.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, we are just about out of time. We got to wrap it up. But thank you so
Oh,
much
that was
for
quick.
bringing this quote. I know, right? It's like in no time. Bam, I'm done. thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll have all the links you guys need in the show notes. So pop on over, grab some socks, wear them loud and proud. I mean, the number of things that we can clothe ourselves in that have other people's brands and all kinds of stuff on it. Like, this is just such a great idea. It's like a subtle but not so subtle way to wear your faith and spread the good news. So thank you for doing what you do, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Lindsay.
Listeners, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindseyschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your shows, and tell a friend. Until next time, God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.